You may or may not know that Jeff Aliff is continuing with his handstand challenge following the incredible success of it in 2019 and, of course, doing this for a very good cause. Cape Talk and Simply Asia were hosting the Moonstruck Summer Beach concert yesterday, and of course, Jeff Aliff had to get a handstand out of that. That was wonderful, and thank you for doing the handstand at Moonstruck. What does that moment feel like for you when you have to do that handstand in front of thousands of people at Clifton Forth Beach?
Africa, good morning. Yeah, just out of interest sake, that was my 410th handstand in a row since I started the Handstand 365 project. There's always more pressure, you know, doing it. Most of them, as you know, the majority of them are just done totally out of the public eye. Normally got the GoPro on a little clamp that I put somewhere and go and shoot the image. So most of them are done sort of fairly quietly. And there's occasionally I've been called up like this, possibly not quite as big as the stage yesterday, where suddenly there's a lot of people and there's always a lot more pressure, you know, on you. And ironically, that's probably one of the most difficult ones ever, because there's some days that you just don't feel your balance just isn't there, and you struggle a little bit and you say, this must not be one of those days. The interesting thing is that after Moonstruck, I was on my way home sort of along Ocean View Drive, which is on the top and beautiful. The sun had gone down and there was the most amazing lighting over the back, and there was a few people standing there. And I just thought, well, let me stop and shoot a picture here quickly, because the lighting was so good, sort of a silhouette picture. And I stopped, and there was a couple on a motorcycle, and then further up the road there was a guy sitting in a car. And I got out, shot the picture, and I was running back. The couple on the motorcycle stopped me while I was running back and said to me, "Sorry, you're not the guy that did the handstand on the cable car by any chance?" And I said, "I am, actually," and they were really chuffed to meet me. And then I carried on running, and the guy in the car stopped me, and he said, "Hey, you're not the guy that did the handstand on the cable car by any chance?" So I thought that was quite a fun way to end the day, yeah.
No, it was absolutely beautiful. Of course, you've shared the picture. Thank you very much for doing so. Do follow Jeff Aliff on the various social media platforms. Facebook is the one that I find easiest to follow him on. And of course, we'll share it as well on our social media platforms on Cape Talk. And let's remind the listeners again, Jeff Aliff, you're not doing this for the hell of it. It might have started out as a challenge, but you've actually found a wonderful cause to attribute this challenge to.
Yeah, Africa, we're doing it now for the Children's Trust. We're busy putting a book together of the first year's handstands, but it's all in aid of raising funds for the Children's Trust, which is, as you know, is part of the Red Cross Children's Hospital. They've got a new emergency area, a new emergency center that they're busy building, so it's to raise funds for that. And obviously, apart from the book this year, we're going to try and get a little more creative in terms of the fundraising, so that's what's behind it.
I cannot wait to find out the details. Find Jeff Aliff on Facebook, on Instagram, on all other social media platforms, and do like and share the picture of his handstand, particularly the one at Moonstruck 2020. What else can we do with the weather today, Jeff?
This morning it's a little cooler. As you can see, it actually was really amazing. In fact, if I look out of the window, it's a little bit of not really light rain, but thick overcast cloud and a little bit of sunshine coming through. So amazing lighting. The runners will be aware that it's the Cape Peninsula Marathon happening at the moment. The marathon started in Main Road Greenpoint at 5:15 this morning. The half marathon starts at the Bergfleet Sports Ground at 7:00. Both routes taking runners on a fast flat course through to the finish. And the finish is at the Naval Sports Grounds in Simonstown. So be aware, if you're heading down through the peninsula on Main Road through the Southern Peninsula and then that out through to the Simonstown region, be aware this morning there is going to be a lot of congestion with that Peninsula Marathon on the go. Take Back Our Mountains 26 happening at Devil's Peak this morning from 7:30 meeting, and then you'll start hiking at 7:45. The meeting is Devil's Peak Parking on Tafelberg Road. It's about a four-hour hike, and once again, Tahir Osman continuing to grow this incredible initiative as they hike in massive numbers to make people aware about the climb on Table Mountain. Take Back Our Mountains number 26. Run walk 5 kilometers or 10 kilometers every Sunday morning at 7:00 this morning at the V&A Waterfront, starting at Battery Park. There is free parking behind the City Lodge on the weekend, and you can experience experience the hustle of the early morning at the waterfront. The course takes you through the waterfront and along Maiden's Cove, and you'll finish at the Aranyaza Farmers Market. And then it's all part of the I Love Boobies, which is in support of breast cancer awareness. You can also earn discovery points as well. And there's a 52 weeks in a row of these runs or walks. And this morning, as I said, starting at the Battery Park Surf Emporium, have another surf clinic, a therapy clinic, and it's a free one. It is fully booked for surfers, but spectators are always welcome. The Roxy Davis Foundation, showing the community and people living with disabilities that surfing is possible and how to make it possible. And adaptive surfing and surf therapy is rapidly growing with their amazing work, and they are dedicated to assisting with the growth both locally and nationally. And anyone can go and help out. And as I said, it's all happening at the Musenberg Clinic this morning. Musenberg at Surf Emporium. And finally, Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today east to Bokkemans Kloof, meeting at 8 o'clock this morning on the corner of Blue Valley and Gumtree in Bokkemans Kloof. It's opposite the Clay Cafe. And the hike will take you up into some great views over Hart Bay. They'll make their way up the old manganese mine from there, following Hurikracho Road around the tarred surface that leads to the Constantiaberg Mast. And then the returning route is from Constantiaberg Mast between Squirs, Spiensberg and Flakenberg down to Bokkemans Kloof. And you can take a dog around as well if it's a suitably well-socialized dog. That's it from me, Africa. I'll be back again next weekend.
Thank you very much. Jeff Aylof is back with us next week, Saturday, to give us the wonderful ideas of things to do with the weather, whatever is being served on Saturday.